And here we go. Welcome to another episode of Strings Attached. I'm your host, Paul Kitchen. This is episode 57, May 21st, 26. A few weeks back, I did my first episode in over a year. And here I am a month later doing another episode. Why? I have no idea. I did recently put a new album out, end of April, called Blame It on Midnight. And that was my third covers album. I've also updated my website. So there's a whole new website up there, paulkitchen.com. What else is going on? I'm enjoying the northern air. 95 yesterday, 60 today. You figure it out. I'm going to start off with a track from Blame It on Midnight. Now, these songs are licensed to be sold, but technically they're not licensed to be streamed, so I'm doing something I probably shouldn't do here. But this song is called What Kind of Love? And when I researched it, it said that and it's written by Rodney Crowell, Will Jennings, and Roy Orbison. And the history of it is Crowell and Jennings wrote the lyrics to a recording of a melody that Roy Orbison had made before his death. So it's a good song. I've heard it recently from even Willie Nelson just did a Rodney Crowell album recently. I think the album starts off with What Kind of Love. But Rodney Crowell's version in particular I like. And so this is it. What Kind of Love from Blame It on Midnight. Check it out.
What kind of love makes you go out in the wind
Back. That was What Kind of Love from the new album, Blame It on Midnight. If you go to paulkitchen.com, there's links to stream it, download it, buy it. I'd love for you to buy my covers albums in particular, because I have to pay to keep them up every year, where the albums that I wrote all the songs with, I don't have to pay the same way. So they're more expensive to do covers albums. So if you like it, buy it. That would be great. Next, I'm going to play something from... I wrote it in 1983, so 43 years ago. And the original collection of songs that it came out on was an album called Abstract Attack, which most of the songs in one shape or another have seen the light of day, but it's one of my all-time favorite Paul Kitchen albums that's unreleased from 1983, April 1983. Anyway, this is the mix off of Trip Note Volume 2, I believe. Yeah, Trip Note Volume 2, the lead-off track, You Told Me. And this is the Petty Tyrant Band, live in my basement. Me on guitar, vocals, keys, Doug Ortega on keys, Mark Rischenbarger on guitar, and Scott Rischenbarger on drums. Check it out. You Told Me. As You Told Me off of Trip Note Volume 2. And if you're not familiar, the Trip Note Volume 1 through 4, it's just a lot of that stuff that is unreleased, cleaned up as much as possible. A lot of that stuff was cassette recordings, two-track reel-to-reels, four-track, eight-track, a little bit of everything. Most of it was all tape or originated, and that was You Told Me. Next up, I'm going to play something from my 2024 album, Tuskegee, which came out in September of 24. And I guess as it stands, it's my most recent album of new material. And this is track two off of that album called Feeling Blue. Check it out.
Thank you.
we're back. And that was Feeling Blue from the 2024 album Tuscajour. I really like that album. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. It took me a little while to get it done. There's a making of article up there on paulkitchen.com, or actually it's on Substack ultimately, but the link to it is on paulkitchen.com. Next up, I'm going to play something from Evidence Volume 2, I believe, that came out earlier this year. And this was a retrospective project I did where, whenever possible, I remixed the song. I cleaned up a lot of stuff. I replaced a lot of drums with more current drum samples. And this is one of those that is cleaned up in that way. The In a Blue Night is another album that is unreleased. It's from 1988, recorded 87, fall of 87 to spring of 88. Has a number of good songs on there, but this is In a Blue Night from the remastered remix version on Evidence Volume 2. Check it out. And we're back. That was In a Blue Night from Evidence Volume 2. And that's going to have to do it, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show this time. Take care of yourself. Summer is right there just waiting to do its thing. And we will meet again. Till then, take care.
A life free of suffering. All you want is happiness. And a life free of suffering. Happiness. No suffering. Happiness.
Thank you for listening to Strings Attached, brought to you by Starfish Real Estate in Vero Beach, Florida, helping buyers and sellers for nearly 20 years. For more music, check out paulkitchen.com. See you next time.